Now I'm an audiophile, kicking audio files, who started as a baby as an audio child. I got behind the mic to show my audio style, then I flipped the script to make the audio wild. My flow will make the girlies give a sexy smile, cause they know this bro will go the extra mile. When I'm not on stage, I keep a low profile, but I still kick the verse because I'm versatile. So your head starts bobbing and your toes could tap, or whatever other body movement goes with that. Other rappers come around with the flows they chat, but they don't measure up to mine, and yo, I told them that.
Hello! Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast by giving shout-outs to our sponsors. So here they are.
Starbucks Extension. You can contact the owner at 704-712-4579. You'll come out feeling like a star.
The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland.
All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully.
Murray Physical Therapy, hurt less, do more, get better.
The Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy.
And now Dayton has this week's JLTW, or...
Joke of the Week. Okay, get ready. What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account?
I don't know. What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account?
Prime mates.
Ha! That's a good one. You get it? Because monkeys are primates and Amazon Prime?
No? Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to this week's big word of the week, which is hypnopedia. And hypnopedia means sleep learning.
What?
Like, so it's, I guess, it's like when you're sleeping and you learn stuff, like,
as you're sleeping.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, anyway, now let's move on to this week's famous African-American scientist, which Dayton has for us.
Today's famous African-American scientist is Katherine Johnson, a U.S. mathematician who is part of the West Area Computing Unit, a group of African-American women who figured out different math problems for the space program. In the 1950s, she helped get people to the moon.
Wow. So she did a lot of stuff. And that is why she is this week's famous African-American scientist. So now, we're also going to move on again to the Would You Rather for this week, which Dayton has as usual.
Okay. Would you rather be buried up to your waist in $1 million or 100 million pennies?
Okay, Dayton, you can answer this one first.
Well, I like the bills better, so $1 million.
I agree with you because I think the pennies would be really hard. I'd probably hurt myself trying to, I don't know.
Flip into
them. Anyway, and now we're going to go to the quote of the week, which, as you can guess, is from our famous African-American scientist. I don't have a feeling of inferiority. Never had. I'm as good as anybody, but no better. Said by Katherine Johnson.
Wow.
So it's basically saying, I think, that she felt like she was just saying she wasn't better than, she didn't feel like she should be better than anybody or held to be better than anybody.
So she's humble.
Yeah, very humble. Okay, now we have this week's tech fact. The Motorola Dyna TAC-8000X was the first cell phone sold in the U.S. Launched on April 11th, 1984, it was designed by Rudy Krolop and weighed 2 pounds.
I think that weighs a lot.
Yeah, that's heavy.
For a phone.
For a phone, yeah. And it was pretty big, too. It wasn't like now where you can just fit them in your pocket.
So it was like a home phone, but it was portable.
Yeah. And now we have this week's last segment of the show, which is the book recommendation. And Dayton has that for us also.
George Washington's Socks. Pretty much a story of kids who hopped into a boat and then they got sent to the past, back to when George Washington led his troops in the war.
That's a very good story, I think. It sounds very interesting. So, now we're going to wrap this podcast and give a shout out to the people who make us possible. Our producer, BL Self. Our sound director, Luis Acosta. And this week, our song, Please Believe, by Young MC.
And our team mom / Shakira, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Pete.
Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
We'll make the girls give a sexy smile, because they know this bro will go the extra mile. When I'm not on stage, I keep a low profile, but I still kick the verse because I'm versatile. So your head starts bobbing and your toes could tap, or whatever other body movement goes with that. Other rappers come around with the flows they chat, but they don't measure up to mine, and yo, I talk.